Matthew Bell tells me that unlike our NBA games, there is no beer drinking at the Nokia Arena in Tel Aviv. If Israel wanted to feed that impulse, though, the team might want to consider stocking up on a beer that appeals to women. Women are far less likely to drink beer than men. UK marketers have the exact stats. And to deal with those numbers, a new beer has been created to attract the fairer sex. The World's Andrea Crossan explains.
Take just about any Friday night in London. The pubs are packed. Men and women squeeze into cramped dark rooms to down their favorite bevvies. They're drinking together, but they're not drinking the same thing. At least that's what statistics say.
One of the challenges we have in the UK is only 17% of beer here is drunk by women.
That's Christy McCready. She's with Molson Coors. Her company has just launched Anime Beer, a beer for women.
We've done one of two things when it comes to women and beer. We've either ignored them completely, or we've actually very much patronised them by making them kind of sex objects in adverts. So we have three flavours. There is a clear filtered version, we have a lemon flavour, and there's also a rosé version.
Rosé, as in pink. Pink beer, like roses and bubblegum and candy floss. McCready says that her company surveyed thousands of women in the UK who said they wanted a beer that was less filling with a less bitter taste, and they wanted more stylish branding. Anime is sold in a delicate four-pack, and the calorie count, a mere 101, is shown prominently on the label. But buying Anime, at least at first, may be a daunting experience. The man behind the cash register holds up my beer and stares at it.
I know, it's a pretty color, isn't it?
Is that how you bought it?
Yeah, I bought it because it was pink.
Well, he's a man. Anime isn't for him. So, in the interest of science, a group of Londoners, all women, offer to do a very unscientific taste test.
God, it's very sweet, really sweet. It's a bit like lemonade with a bit of beer.
It still smells like beer, which I don't like. For a taste, it doesn't really taste of an awful lot, actually.
You know what it reminds me of? Alcoholic bubble bath.
It's like a very gentle mouthwash.
Anime?
No.
To be fair, that was just the rosé. There are two other flavors of Anime beer. But the taste isn't the only potential drawback. While men seem perfectly happy being told that what beer they drink reflects their character, analysts say women aren't thrilled being sold girly products. And crisp rosé beer, along with zesty lemon and clear filtered, certainly fit that bill. Alcoholic drinks industry analyst Spiros Melandrakis says that branding beer for women has been done before with mixed results.
The problem with many of these kind of launches in the past has been the very patronizing character many companies adopted. So, you know, it was very pink, definitely feminine approach. Modern female consumers are not necessarily keen to be told exactly what they like or they should be buying. So in many cases, it has kind of backfired.
The makers of Anime are hoping that in this case, pink doesn't equal patronizing. For The World, I'm Andrea Crossan, London.